This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters in Islam, tomorrow Ashura, concerning this, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he narrated a hadith and he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Inna Ashura yawmun min ayyamillahi ta'ala. That the day of Ashura is a day from among the great days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah Azza wa Jal in the Quran in Surah Ibrahim, he commands the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a special commandment. He says to him, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. Remind the people of the great days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day of Ashura is considered a day of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean? That Ashura is يَوْمٌ مِنْ أَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. Ayyamullah meaning these days are one thing and every other day is something else altogether. Ayyamullah, you see, every single day is a day of Allah. But there are days that come on earth in which every single person, the pious, the corrupt, the rebellious, the believer, the disbeliever, the righteous, whoever it is, everyone on earth sees the dominance and the power and the control of Allah Azza wa Jal over all things. These are days called Ayyamillah. Ayyamillah is when everyone has certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the days of Allah, on the great days of Allah, everyone knows who Allah is. Even Fir'aun himself, he realized and he admitted to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day he died, which was the day of Ashura. This is why Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ. Remind the people of the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, يعني, as the sea split, Musa alayhi salam, he heads towards يعني, Baytul Maqdis now. He passes the sea. Fir'aun and his army follow. Eventually Musa alayhi salam is saved and Fir'aun enters. Wallah azza wa jal, he gives permission to the two halves of the ocean, to the two sides of the ocean now standing like a mountain. He gives them permission to crush onto Fir'aun and his army. When Fir'aun saw the power of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of Ashura, he wanted to believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal said about him, حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ. Until drowning overcame him. خلاص, he's dying now. قال, listen to what he said. On the day, مِنْ أَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, on the day of Allah, Fir'aun, and who he is, look what he said. He said, آمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلِ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allahu Akbar. يعني, listen, understand to what he said. He said, I believe that indeed there is no Lord except the one who the children of Bani Israel worship and believe in. And I am from among those who submit. He couldn't even say, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. I believe in Allah. He had to say 10 words to get to what he wanted. Subhanallah, the corrupt. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't give them the permission to say Allah in their final moments as they die. This is the effect of the days of Allah. It makes the one who did not want to see the truth and submit to it, it makes him submit to the truth forcefully, like what happened to Fir'aun.